Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning on this bright, sunny day down here in Destin, Florida. You know, this is great. We are in the second day of the Christmas week. Yesterday, our in-laws came into town and brought the kids two brand new gifts. They happen to be puppy dogs that look like little rats, but now I am totally, you know, I'm telling you, Tim, they are the scrawniest little things you ever saw, and it's like, I thought there was enough estrogen in this house before they came, but now I have two daughters, two granddaughters, a wife, and three dogs that are all
female. They're
female.
All female.
Yeah, just Teddy and I.
Oh, man, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, it's terrible.
I feel sorry for you.
Oh, gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do, dude. How you doing, bro?
I am doing fantastic, man. It is a beautiful morning. Much the opposite of our friends up in the great white north. We are not blanketed in a couple feet of snow this morning.
No way, man.
That's
I talked with Mark Layton.
About.
Oh, Mark Layton over the weekend, he had 18 inches of snow. And it's like, oh, dude, don't call me, man. That's like swearing at me. I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I used to live in Colorado, people used to refer to to snow as the S word.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, this is great. It's a beautiful week, man. They're just, you know, you see family, you see what's going on. Matter of fact, I was even watching Fox Business this morning, and a liberal Democrat who I respect but don't always agree with ideology-wise reminded me of Tom Chenault, because they had him on the show, and as they were getting ready to release him from his little, you know, spin that he was doing, the announcer said, why are you up, Bob, so early? And he goes, you know, he goes, I've been up since about 3:30, 4 o'clock. He goes, I'm part of an organization that when it drops below freezing, we go out and we find the homeless people. We make sure their children have shelters. We make sure that they have rides to go where it's warm. And he goes, sadly enough, a lot of the adults don't want to do that, but we make it mandatory that all those kids get into a warm, safe place out of the cold. And I thought, you know what? We can set aside our ideology differences during this time period and do what's right for the people that we come across, whether it's homeless people, whether it's people who have family in prison and the kids may not have Christmas, whatever it is, we just got to remember what the season's about and go out there and help take care of people.
Well, you know, one more thing that I want to put a plug in before we really get into the content of the day, and that is Marine Corps toys for Tots drive.
Oh yeah.
You know, that this is the time of the year when the Marines truly, I mean, they show that it's not just a fighting force that's out there defending our way of life and preserving our freedoms and everything, but they truly are fighting for the unfortunate, the less privileged, and they're putting their bodies where their mouth is. I mean, it's something that every year they do as a rite of selfless service, and you know, unfortunately, the Marines are the only one of the five services that do that. And I think it's a piece of legacy that is to be respected, appreciated. Don't care what your political views are necessarily, whether you're supporting the troops, against the war, for the war, any of that. But you know, the United States Marine is doing something for the less fortunate and underprivileged people in this country.
You know, that's the key.
They're doing their Toys for Tots drives.
Well, you hit it right there. It's in this country. And last year, 600,000 families received toys for their children. This year, the goal was 900,000 families. And having been a part of Toys for Tots when I was active and even afterwards in the reserves, I can honestly say some of the most enjoyable times for us were not just helping the families, but listening and talking to the people that donated toys. And Jimmy, one year, we had a school in Kansas City, a high school that literally gave more toys than any other organization. And because they were so young and being so selfless in their acts, we held a mini Marine Corps ball for these kids and celebrated their giving. And, you know, it was one of the most enjoyable times I'd ever had, because it was just wild to see these kids and the smiles and the stories that they shared of the families that were affected, because we took them out with us and let them help give out those toys. So it is a great thing. I wish more of the branches of service would pick up on it, but those that don't, I tell you what, there's a lot of recruiting stations you walk into, and it can be the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and you'll see a Toys for Tots box setting right there. So they still support us, even though they're not part of it actively.
Well, and that's very true. You know, something else that I noticed this year is every place I've seen a Salvation Army donation stand set up, the people are not allowed to solicit donations with anything other than their bell anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's in one way, it's a good thing. I understand, you know, why that has come to be. In another way, you know, don't forget about the people in the world that are less fortunate than we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an old expression, God loves babies, old people, and drunks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, not necessarily drunks, but, you know, addicts. You know, sure. if you're addicted to literally anything. You know, because oftentimes those are the people who need the unconditional love and support more than anybody else. And speaking of unconditional love and support, that's the perfect segue for us to move into the theme for this week's show.
That's right.
Hold on one second. My grandson here has got his hands on something that he does not need to be messing with. My son came home last night, and he had a box cutter that he carries at work, and he had set that down on the table, and the little man had gotten a hold of a razor-sharp box cutter, and I'm like, whoa, let me get that out of his hands right now. Oh, boy. Did I lose you?
Nah, we're here, man.
Okay.
We're here. That's great. I just love the kids. You know, it's
that's
one thing about being at home. We can operate our businesses, we can do our radio shows, our TV programs, whatever we're doing, and our family gets to be a part of it no matter what age they are, and I love that.
Well, you know, the worst part about it, Troy, is the commute.
Oh, it's terrible, especially on these S-word days, man. It's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine having to make the drive that I do on a daily basis to my office if I lived up in the Northeast and I was, you know, in all that snow. I mean, that 30-foot walk from my bedroom to my office would probably be unbearable. You know,
I don't want to get us off track, but when I was in Kansas City, because, listen, man, we have basements up there. We don't have those down here in the South, at least not on the beach. And so to get myself in the frame of mind that I was going to work, I'd get up, I'd take the shower, I'd kiss the kids goodbye in the morning, give Paige a hug, go out and get in the car and turn it on, turn the radio on a little bit. Then I'd turn the car off, go through the garage door into my office, into the basement, and I was at work. And that was a mindset that I would go through so that I would stay focused on what needed to be done and not end up with the honeydews or daddy or something like that happening. So there are some downsides when you're getting started in this business. You got to focus and make sure you understand you're unemployed if you're not out there doing something.
Well, you know what? And it's funny that you mentioned that, because that was one of the things that Todd Falcone, quite honestly, when he was on our show on Aces Radio Live, that he really he touched on, but I think he didn't do it quite as much justice as he probably could have, from the sense that when you're self-employed, the only person who you're accountable to, well, in our case, it would be our wives, but
yeah.
in most people's cases, it's yourself. And then again, you know, the person that's in charge of this house is this little, you know, 18-month-old here that is, you know, wanting to ride on my arm right now.
See? spousal support. You are living it. This is a great segue into the show because people can honestly see. You know, you're taking care of Cameron this morning. He's playing around on the radio. He's having fun. And it reminds me why you're getting yourself taken care of there. One of our other team members that does this is Harry Wilkes. Harry will go and pick up his grandkids, his two boys, from school. He'll go to the airport and let them play out in the park watching the airplanes. It seems like half the time when I call him, he is taking care of those little rugrats for his kids, and I just love it.
I'm trying to be on the phone here. Thought I muted myself. Sorry about that.
No, man. You're cool, buddy.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this. Let's get right into the meat, the whole concept of spousal support. You know, the idea that network marketing is a business that anybody can do, and can being the operative word. It's, you know, the cost of entry is low enough that anybody who really wants to can afford it. The question of whether or not people choose to do it hinges on a question that every prospect is running through their mind, and it's the most important question that goes through their mind anytime they see a presentation. And that is whether in their mind's eye they can say, I can do this. Those four words, I can do this, are the four most empowering words that are going to ever go through their mind. By the same token, there's four other words that could go through their mind that are going to immobilize them. And that's, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do this comes from a multitude of different sources. It comes from, you know, they believe that they can't afford to do it. They believe that they can't take the time to do it. They believe that, you know, they can't get the support that they think they're going to need to do it. Now, support comes in a number of different arenas. And it reminds me of a story that I mentioned this with you when we were talking once before at an event that I was at for one of the largest companies in the industry many, many years ago. There was a gentleman speaking to the audience up on stage who was at a very high rank in the company, had achieved a significant level of success with the company, and he was talking about the process of dream building and everything, and all of a sudden, you know, in realizing the things that he was talking about, he just broke down and started crying up on stage in front of a room full of probably 500 people. And he regained his composure, and he walked up to the edge of the stage, and he looked over the stage, and he saw this young couple sitting there. And he asked them, which one of y'all are the ones that started this dream in this quest to go build your financial freedom and secure a different life for your family? And the young woman raised her hand. And he looked at her husband and he said, thank you for supporting your wife. Because your support for her is more valuable than you can possibly imagine. And he looked around the room, you know, a little bit more, and he saw a couple there that he recognized. And he says, I see Fred and Tammy sitting here, and I know that Fred and Tammy have struggled through their relationship because Tammy hasn't always believed in Fred or in this business. And it's only been after years now of seeing slow bits and pieces of success on Fred's part that Tammy is here and she continues to show the support and love that he needs while Tammy's not actively involved in building the business herself. And Tammy, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you because you don't realize how important that is. And he went on to tell the story and he said, folks, what you don't understand is my belief in all of you, my belief in this business, my dream for having a life where I'm fulfilling and helping others to fulfill their dreams, their destinies, and their goals is going to cost me my marriage. Because my wife refuses to believe in me or in my dream. And we are going to be getting a divorce. That's why you saw me with tears in my eyes a little bit ago. And that gentleman touched the souls, the very fiber of existence of almost everybody in the room that night, because we all realized how important the support is. Because, folks, whether you're a man or a woman listening to this program, I guarantee you that the only person who you cannot accept no from without it having some kind of detrimental psychological consequences to you is your significant other, the person you love the most. And it's imperative that that person understands just how much their support means in your success or failure. There's not an Olympic marathon runner. There's not an Olympic athlete of any kind. There's not a superstar in any profession who can succeed if they're in a relationship with someone else and that significant other is not supporting their dream. Don't care what it is, whether it's anything from sales to playing a game. I mean, let's face it, that's what professional sports are. We're getting paid to play a game.
Well, let's use that as an example, Jimmy. The was it the Cincinnati Bengals, I think, is it, or maybe it was the Green Bay Packers, but one of them lost a player this weekend because him and his spouse were fighting. And there had been an ongoing dispute both with the team and with his life, with his family, and he told her, if you drive off, I'm going to kill myself. And whether he fell out of the back of the truck or whether he jumped, he's dead. And as I've studied this story over the weekend as we prepared for this show, you know, it literally brought a tear to my eye listening to his team members talk about how what a wonderful guy he was, but that he was going through some stuff. He had some monkeys on his back, and one of them was his relationship with the mother of his three children. And it really doesn't matter what type of business that it is, you know, if that spousal support is not there, it won't work. I honestly mean good Lord would have put somebody else in Paige's life, but as I've watched my wife mature as a writer, it doesn't matter now that it's been almost 20 years that she's been writing professionally. Every time she gets a critique back and one of those editors tears that book apart to make her stronger, she cries on my shoulder because it hurts, and she wants somebody that she knows is going to love her and going to stand by her and going to look at her and tell her what a great writer she is, and sure enough, the book goes back and it's better than it was before. But without that support, you know, we won't make it. And women need to understand this. Women need to understand that men need to have that spousal support that says, I'm proud of you. Thank you for taking care of the family. Thank you for going out there and doing this. And men need to understand that women, for the most part, love to know that they're loved and respected by what the men will do around the house. So, men, when you're not working your business, you need to be looking around what needs to be done and do the dishes, or like I did this weekend, clean the whole garage and make your wife feel good. Let her know that you care, because this is a two-way street all the way across the board, man.
And you know, Troy, it's funny because little things really do matter. But you touched on one thing that, for the benefit of our audience, I really want everybody to understand, and that's the fact that men place, and I won't say all men, but you know, the vast majority of men, they get their validation in their relationship from their significant other, their spouse, their wife. Women get their validation in most part through their children. Mm-hmm. And it's important. It is oh so important I mean, men, most men are of the mindset, you know, that you know, they can always make more of their babies if necessary. It's harsh, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know, the women are they live for their babies, and that's perfectly okay. We're slightly different as creatures. That's why there's so many books out there, like, you know, What Your Mother Didn't Know and Your Father Couldn't Tell You, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, you know, The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands, you know, by Dr. Laura Schlesinger and Dr. John Gray. You know, these books are there because there are differences between the genders, and that's okay. But, ladies, one thing I know, being a man, and I know that Troy can validate this with me, is women dominate in numbers the people who are participating in the network marketing and home-based business industry for a multitude of reasons. Number one, they're more of a caring, nurturing, family-building type personality. And that's what this business thrives on. They get their mutual support from each other, from the groups, the meetings, and everything that they participate in. And it's why, in some cases, women can outlast men in this industry when their spouse is not engaged in supporting them, because they get that nurturing support from the group. John Gray refers to it as going to the well. They go to the well to be with other like-minded people so they can express themselves and everything else. Men, on the other hand, this is where I have to confess, Troy, that we are the weaker sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need the support of our spouses in order for us to achieve the levels of success that are attainable. And if it weren't for the, you know, I'll be the first one to tell you, my wife has not always been a huge supporter. She has not always been my biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it has created turmoil in our relationship along the way. But I know at this point in my life that she loves me, she trusts me, she has faith in me, and she believes in me. And just knowing that makes me unstoppable. It makes it where I know no matter what happens, we're going to be okay.
You know, let's touch on something that you just said. Because you are 100%, I'm in your corner. Men need this from their spouse. It helps validate us as men. It helps us to know that we're on the right track. And on a bad day, it allows us to know we still have somebody that loves us unconditionally. But this is also a two-way street, because so many times, as I've talked to women that are either they've already attained a rank and stature and the financial success in network marketing, or they're on their way there, they got into this business because of exactly what you said, that camaraderie, that attention, everything that they needed, the caring attitude, everything that they would give to their husband, they're giving to somebody else. And when you ask them, what is it? Why did you get in here? And they'll tell you, because I didn't get this kind of support. I didn't get this kind of recognition. I didn't get this kind of love at home. Either my kids didn't respect me and they just left everything around the house, or my husband wanted to nag at me because the house wasn't done or something wasn't done after I busted my butt all day. And folks, I want you to understand something. If you're a man and your wife's in network marketing, you should be supporting her 100%. Because if you think life is hard because when she gets home she says, I'm tired, I have a headache, leave me alone, I got to work with my women, whatever the case is. Or worse yet, all of a sudden there's some new man on her team that she seems to be spending a lot more time with than you at home. I'll tell you how to reverse that little psychopath that's going down there. You start doing some stuff around the house. You start telling her she looks good again. You start asking her about her business. you start taking an active role somehow in supporting her. It doesn't have to be like Jim said. You don't have to go to the op meeting. But if you show her that you love her with actions, when you just do it, when you don't, she doesn't have to ask you to do something, and you don't wait until she wants to tell you about her day. You come when she comes in. You say, "Honey, how was your day? Tell me about what went on tonight. Did you make any sales? Whatever the case is." I guarantee you, your life will start to change. This is a two-way street here. This isn't just let's you know, dog the women because they're not supporting their husbands. I know just as many men out here that do not support their husbands the way they should. And let's flip back a minute, Jimmy, to Todd.
No.
Okay,
I would try. I would have to disagree with you on that. I would say that there are probably more husbands that are not supporting their wives than the other way around.
Well, you got a point there.
Simply because of, I mean, you've got the stats. I mean, there are significantly more women involved in the industry, and the men.
Yep.
Yeah. Oftentimes, this is shame on you. Okay. If what I'm about to say pertains to you, shame on you. Because there are men who allow their wives to go participate in this industry, even if it's costing them money and they're not making a dime from it, because they feel that it's giving their wives something that they're emotionally unable or unwilling to do, and it takes a little bit of the stress out of their life because they're too busy to do some of the things that you were talking about. And as God is my witness, I know some of these guys. You know, I've seen their wives show up at meetings, and I've seen them begging for some kind of recognition and support that they are obviously not getting from their significant other. And their significant other is perfectly okay paying that auto ship on a monthly basis if it'll give their wife an outlet that they're not emotionally prepared to do themselves. So
you're absolutely
right on one thing that you said, and that's the fact that, you know, ladies, this, you know, you're not the only ones that are guilty here, because Troy's absolutely right. You're not. The guys are even more guilty.
Well, you know, that's it, and that's something that I'm proud of Todd about, because Todd, from day one, when him and Carla got married, Todd had his dream of succeeding in network marketing, and she supported him in that. But at the same time, she had this dream of finishing cosmetology school and becoming a hairdresser. And Todd supported her in that. And there was a time where she was making, I mean, some heavy-duty money being in Southern California, around Hollywood and all that stuff. And then they moved to Washington. Actually, Seattle, Oregon. They moved up there. And here's the cool part about this. Todd's business continued to flourish. Carla kind of became a housewoman, started having the kids, and they had their two sons. But during the pregnancy, she became really sick with morning sickness. And she invented some kind of a bracelet that she wears that would take care of her nausea. And there's a lot of different brands out there, but here's what Todd Falcone did. He didn't tell her, "No, man, we got enough money to do this." He said, "Honey, if you want to market this, we'll find the right people. We'll get this in the stores." And they've got it in the Costco stores and some other places out there. This is what happens when you support your spouse. It isn't, Jimmy, it's just like we're saying, it's both sides of the aisle. And when you support, great things happen. And it wouldn't surprise me if too long Todd has another child, because all of a sudden they just seem to be loving each other all the time.
You are absolutely right, my friend. And, you know, it's how being in love with someone can be such an empowering thing about your life. It's awesome to know that you, no matter what happens, that person has your back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ultimately what it's really all about, is knowing that someone else, no matter how bad things get, someone else is always going to have your back. And folks, I mean, that's really the crux of what this whole session, this whole training session, is really all about. tomorrow morning we're going to continue to talk about, you know, different things that we can do as spouses, significant others, from both the men and the women standpoint, to show our support to the people that we love and care about. Take it away, Troy.
It's going to be a blast, folks. So have an awesome day. Be safe. If you're out there getting, you know, more Christmas presents, enjoy your family. Be back here tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Central, Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.
God bless, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.